Good morning, brothers and sisters. The prophet Zechariah begins chapter 11 with the prophetic announcement of times of trouble coming upon the Jewish race and Israel. Zechariah lived between 500 or 600 years, and might have some comments on that, but before the time of Christ, the first century of that time of A.D. 70 that would be coming with the destruction of Jerusalem. The first three verses apply to the north of Israel, in the land of Lebanon, where the invaders will advance and come down through that land and take it as they come down, and the invaders being the Roman army. Zechariah is setting the prophetic stage to show things to come, and being the rejection of their good shepherd. This great force would bring the Jewish state to an end. The reason is the corruption of the Jewish leaders that should have led their people to God. Instead, they rejected their Messiah and caused the common people to do the same thing. The beautiful mountain range in Lebanon with the majestic cedars were used to symbolize Israel and especially the temple. The cedars of Lebanon also symbolized the leaders of Israel, that they would be overthrown. This fiery judgment comes not only on Israel, but the other countries as well. And the fire comes down sweeping through the trees towards God's people. This howling of the shepherds and the roaring of the young lions and the spoiling of Jordan is the pain and anguish of Israel being torn apart. Verses 4 through 6 begins with Zechariah playing the part of a shepherd and also prophesying that God's chosen people would be unfaithful. Their leaders were to teach the people truth and holiness and set good examples. Instead, the common people were treated like the flock of sheep that would eventually be slaughtered. Zechariah was to tend to those sheep at present, but the time would come that the Gentiles would come and take them away and their land. Their shepherds would not care for their flock nor pity them when the destroyer came. When the true shepherd came, the spiritual leaders were more concerned for themselves and their political and spiritual positions than for the people that they were to tend and nurture and to love and to teach the Lord about the Lord. The leaders could have prepared the people for the coming of the true shepherd, but chose their own evil course in life. Pardon me. Verse 6. The people had become no better than their leaders, causing God to pass judgment on them as well as their leaders by allowing the Roman armies to deliver divine judgment against them. While the Romans were attacking the outer walls, inside the city was some of the worst calamities that has ever befallen men. The people had turned on each other, and their leaders turned on each other, and factions fighting and killing each other, and they should have been uniting and trying to hold off the invaders. They had rejected the true king with torments and with crucifixion, and claimed Caesar as their king. God allowed them to reap what they had sown and did not come to their rescue. Verse 7, Zechariah takes on the role of a shepherd to the flock of slaughter, donning the attire of a shepherd carrying the two staves of beauty and bands. And these remind us of the 23rd Psalms, "Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me." The rod was for protection for both offense and defense, and it was also used for counting the sheep. The staff was equipped with a hook at one end and for catching and holding the sheep and tending to them and doctrine and whatever needed to be done. Both were to help and to assist the shepherd. Verse 7, it says, "And I fed the flock." Most of the people of Israel didn't want to be fed, but those that listened were fed the word by Zechariah. In verse 18, three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month. Well, possibly the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, and we'd like some comments on that. There are other possibilities. But they were false shepherds. And Christ had been receiving these harsh words and the way they were treating him, and he condemned them as well. Verse 9 is Zechariah speaking as a good shepherd to the leaders and the people of his day, while his word will ultimately be fulfilled by Christ saying, I will not feed you. The nation doesn't accept Christ but rejects him, and he can do no more. The nation goes into captivity. And verse 9 says, let the rest eat every one the flesh of another. And then this is fulfilled during the siege of Jerusalem due to the lack of food, with mothers even eating their own children. Verse 10, the prophet breaks his staff trying to show the people that grace would be withdrawn because of their rebellious actions. Their nation would no longer be under the protection of God. Verse 11, the poor of the flock that wait upon me were those that trusted in God's protection and that believed his word, and they were those that believed in Christ and his resurrection. Verse 12, still speaking as a prophet and donning the work of a good shepherd like Christ, Zechariah asked his pay to them, being that he was not that he was a good prophet, but they were not appreciative of his work, and they paid him an insulting low pay of 30 pieces of silver. And then in Matthew, relating to that, Matthew 26:14 and 15, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest and said unto them, well, will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Verse 13, back to the time of Zechariah. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a good price that was praised at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. James Fawcett and Brown comments that the temple potter obtained the most suitable clay from the Valley of Hinnom, that despicable and notorious place located outside of Jerusalem. He would be the one to cast the coins to because of his applying his trade in that polluted valley. It is recorded in Matthew 27 that when Judas saw that Jesus was condemned to die, that he went to the chief priest and he said, I have sinned, and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, but it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought within the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord had appointed him. All was prophesied, or as the scripture says, it was appointed by the Lord. The statement, a goodly price that I was prized at of them, was in ridicule. Verse 14, then I cast asunder mine other staff bands, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. Here the prophet was using the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom as an example that there would no longer be unity or fellowship in the nation. And there would come in the distant future that the unity that the nation had with God would be completely overthrown. And the nation would not only reject their Messiah, but they would crucify him. Verse 15, a new parable is now introduced by Zechariah. He assumes the role of a of a shepherd, but this time an evil, foolish shepherd. He looks like the good shepherd, but he is a deceiver, and he is a false prophet. In verse 16, God allowed the development of the Roman apostasy to test and to strengthen his people. And coming from the spirit of Judaism and from the early ecclesias would be this powerful ecclesiastical church that would persecute the believers throughout history. The Roman church did not function as a spiritual leader, but was a hireling, or is a hireling, and did everything for self-satisfaction, greed, and wealth. And this shepherd tried to destroy the true flock and not to protect it. In the last verse, verse 17, the prophet predicted the end of this corrupt, evil system. And it has failed, and it would be destroyed. The arm, with its power gone and the eye put out, leaves the system powerless and dead.